Dr. Charles Raison, a U of A professor of psychiatry and member of the U of A's Bio5 Institute, says many of the pathways and chemicals involved in regulating body temperature also play a role in major depression.
And indeed, there's a lot of evidence we've known for many years that people with major depression have body temperature abnormalities. They tend to run a chronic mild fever. They tend to have a lowering of body temperature when they respond to treatment, and they don't sweat. And in fact, back in the 1980s, the fact that depressed people didn't sweat very much was proposed as a diagnostic test for depression.
Raison is heading a study to look at how induced full-body hyperthermia, or heat, can be used as an alternative treatment for depression. He says humans have been onto this connection for thousands of years.
This may explain why almost every indigenous culture in the world seems to independently invented things like sweat lodges. We think that the heat, that type of intense heat, signals the brain in ways that, A, make people feel happier, but I think also, B, as part of that, makes them more open to a deeper sense of interpersonal connection with other people.
Raison says his study could open the door for new and more effective treatments for depression. I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.